something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm so excited to announce that this episode is brought to you by Care Of for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, which are awesome. Visit TakeCareOf.com, that's TakeCareOf.com, and use promo code ROSE. Oh my God, I can't believe that it's actually Bachelor in Paradise time. You know, we wait all year for this, Katie.
It's all we want.
Oh, there's one more exciting thing happening. We on Patreon, we are watching Bachelor Australia, and Anna has figured out a way to put the episodes of Bachelor Australia. They're on the Patreon page. And tomorrow we're recording our episode with the two guest hosts, which we're so excited. They're going to come into the studio.
The Patreon people. The patrons.
Yeah. So they're coming in. So that's going to be, you can listen to that. There's a lot of fun stuff happening on Patreon. I'm sitting here. I got my Pally Swim bathing suit and it fits the corgi body.
And she is legit recording this intro.
And
it looks great.
I just put on I love one pieces and it's so freaking cute.
It looks amazing.
Oh my God. I'm going to go visit Janet Marine in Little Compton. I'm going to wear this at, I'll
up on the
a
beach,
photo of
up
this
on the shore.
I'll put a bikini. It's not really a bikini. I'll put a bathing suit shot on the shore on Instagram in my Pally Swim suit.
So that's PallySwim.com.
PallySwim.com, and that is Bone Zone code.
Yes.
And this episode is also brought to you by Heaving Bosoms Podcast. On the Heaving Bosoms Podcast, two long-distance BFFs, Aaron in Alaska and Melody in New Jersey, gush, giggle, snark, and snort their way through a different romance novel each week. That is so cute. So are they best friends and they have this podcast? That's so cute.
But they live in different states.
Oh my God, so wait, Aaron
and Melody.
This
is how they keep their friendship alive.
That's so cute. Aaron and Melody have recapped everything in the genre from traditional 80s bodice rippers, I actually used to read those, to alien cousin double penetration erotica. You read that correctly. They started recording Heaving Bosoms because they love reading romance novels and they wanted an excuse to catch up every week. And now they have a huge community, but the podcast is totally self-published and self-produced in their free time. So if you love Bachelor Nation, but you wish there were more dukes, vampires, aliens, and billionaires in your romance stories, this is the podcast for you. That is so cute. That sounds so fun. Find them on your favorite podcast app and on www.heavingbosomspodcast.com. And they're on Twitter and Instagram. It's at heaving_bosoms. That's BOSOMS. And Heaving Bosoms Podcast on Facebook. That is so cute. I love that they started that podcast, and thank you for taking an ad out on ours. Okay, now here's the show. Oh my God.
I haven't heard that so long.
Oh my God, we missed you. We're in my house.
Good to be back.
Things are so good.
So good.
I'm just crazy busy. Things are so good. Oh.
I'll take your rose.
I accept your friendship.
I'll take your rose.
Water go. I don't know. I'm going to take this one, but there's more waters in the fridge. Do you need a water?
No, I'm good.
Is everybody hydrated in America? You better be hydrated because we're coming in. Oh my God! Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? How exciting! Bachelor Paradise edition. I check out the word "in" because I can do that because it's Wednesday. It's Hump Day. My name is Arda Marine. I am sitting here, first of all, in front of my Kitnip box, which I cannot wait to give to my cats, and they're going to go freaking crazy for it.
It's all kit. Kitnip.
It's a box. It's a monthly cat subscription. And you, if you put in the code ROSE, you get 20% off.
15%
off. 15%.
Kitnipbox.com.
Kitnipbox.
It's really cute stuff.
I cannot wait to give it to the cats later.
It's like toys and treats.
It's like feather wands and stuff. Like
every month, something new for your kitty cats.
We are coming to you from a construction zone, but from the cutest part of the construction zone. There's a woman who everybody, when I went to Nashville, people were like, "Where the fuck is Erin? Where the fuck is Erin?" I was like, "Erin's been on the East Coast. Erin's in love, and Erin's been on a cruise ship." Ladies and gentlemen, Erin Foley.
Hey, I miss everyone. I miss you. I miss Lauren. I miss Katie.
How was your cruise?
It was good. It was. We had one small problem getting back to the cruise ship where I almost had to drag two twinks back to the boat.
So you get off. You get off during the day and you go party, yeah. And then you get back on
the
boat.
Well, no, yeah. I just went to the beach. But we were in France and no one spoke French and they wouldn't answer the taxi phone, like the numbers they gave us.
Yeah.
And we almost had to walk back 1.8 miles, which was fine, except that I was with a guy that's like, "I have gout." And the other one's like, "I've got low blood sugar." And I was like, "What the fuck is that?"
Those are the two of the least fuckable twinks in all of France.
I know.
Who has gout and goes on a gay cruise ship?
It's a long story. He's put garbage into his body for 40 years and then his ankles exploded.
Well, that sums it up.
That'll do it. Yeah. I thought gout was like scurvy. Like, I didn't know gout was
It was like a medieval thing. And I just heard about someone I know having it.
They said it's really like arthritis.
Man or woman. Yeah. You're like, you might be hearing her. You might be like, "Am I watching Orange Is the New Black? Am I watching Crashing? Am I in the future now and I'm watching the Will Ferrell movie with John C. Reilly about Sherlock Holmes?" Ladies and gentlemen, Lauren Logan!
Hi!
You guys are my first friends at my table.
I am loving this house.
Tell me everything.
It's the cutest house. For anyone out there who doesn't know, Arden is like an amazing decorator. I mean, this has been something we've recently bonded over because I also enjoy decorating.
No.
But you have taken it to another level.
But you just went and did your nephew's room.
I did. I redecorated my nephew's rooms.
What state?
It was in Illinois.
I saw the video of the reveal.
Yes.
Are they so cute? Loving it?
Yes. They love it so much.
You did like an outer space theme.
Yeah. I did one that was like spacey and the other one is like foresty. And so they're kind of like different little rooms.
If I didn't do clowning for a living, I would want to do interior design, but I would have to be a dictator because I feel like most people are chicken and it would have to be almost like Queer Eye where it's like you go away for 2 weeks.
Oh my God, tell me what you need.
You need a TV show.
I've pitched them
that
before.
That would be the best.
Because like your shit is amazing. You could just take people who don't know, like me.
Like
you
me.
Could just like come to my new house.
That'd be
like,
the pilot episode.
Just, like, come to my house and
Well, you know what? If you let me boss you around, if you let me be like, just trust me. You'd have to just trust me. You could tell me the vibe you
like,
want.
Like you're saying, like Queer Eye. Like Bobby, they leave and Bobby just goes, "I'm going to do whatever the
That's
fuck
what
I want."
Mm-hmm. I want to be like the Queer Eye, but it's like a one lady Queer Eye.
How do you feel about a lady sports cave?
Oh, I feel great.
Okay, because I have a lot of stuff.
Oh my God, you know what? I'm thinking.
Pennants.
I feel like
sweatshirts.
I feel really good about pennants.
Okay,
I would love the
challenge.
They're
my childhood pennants.
Really?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. My brother collected pennants
as
well.
If you think that my design mind isn't reeling, you're wrong. Okay, you just also heard Katie Levine, who brought me. She asked me last week, she goes, "What's your favorite Jordan quote?"
And my favorite Jordan quote is,
"Being me is my greatest power. Being you is not your greatest power." And she made me a fucking mug.
Katie, that's amazing.
I feel like
so
I just got a
good
friendship bracelet. I mean, is that, and I'd already
you
made it.
You should sell those.
It's so, and look at that photo.
I was like looking for a photo, but I was like, oh, this one.
And it's black inside, just like my heart. It makes me so happy.
That mug is epic.
It's a great mug.
I also want to give a shout out to I did a plea last week at the beginning of the podcast. Anybody out there, I asked, because Netflix only counts watching. It only counts if you watch the entire series. So I did a plea for people that they just turn on their computer.
Well, I've been watching it, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Every episode. Friday morning.
Bitch. Yeah, episode 5. I did a plea that people just open their computer, hit play, and let it play all the way through as they sleep, and then they can go back, and if they want to watch it, great. If not, or if you get bored, if you hate it, it's not for everybody. If you're like, hey, episode 5 is not my cup of tea, just let your computer play through. That's fine.
Yeah. It only counts.
This is crazy,
you
though.
You have to finish.
Well, like, what if you skip out before the credits?
Credits doesn't matter.
Okay.
But, like, for example.
Because it counts down and goes, next episode of 3, 2, 1.
No, but I know that, that's why you just have to fall asleep with it. Because
still sometimes
I'll put it on overnight tonight and then start watching it on Friday.
My mom did that. I did it too because at the premiere they showed 2 episodes and then I realized I needed to have my 2 episodes count, but I'd already seen them.
Right.
So I pressed play and let them run. Isn't that weird?
I did not know that, but that is dumb. It feels
so dumb.
It's a different, I feel like it makes more sense. They should just count people watching per episode and then add the episodes up.
It's weird. You have to watch the entire show.
People watch TV and whatever,
there are so many things I don't finish even if I like them.
I know.
And each household only gets 1 vote. So kidnap your friends' accounts, go to their house, press play, and let the computers run. That's
it. What if we just started burglarizing every house and just putting insatiable on everyone's computer?
Go to the Apple Store and go on all
turn
of them,
on every computer.
That's a really good idea. Go on Netflix.
Or Sears. We'll go to Sears.
Go to Sears.
All the TVs
we'll
on.
Go to Dillard's. We're going to go to Dillard's. Okay, Bachelor in Paradise. God, I didn't even realize how much I missed it because... No, Lauren, you're saying you'd never watched it before.
I've seen random episodes, but I've never gotten in. And I think this is the best show there is.
No, it's the best show on television. I remember the first year before I had a podcast. The first year when I watched...
There was life before podcasting.
I know.
For
I don't believe
I watched
it.
The first year when I watched Caitlyn's season... Somebody goes, are you going to watch Paradise? I was like, no fucking way. I'm not a loser.
Yeah, Paradise is trash.
Yeah, I'm not a garbage person. Yeah. And they were like, you have to. I was like, I don't understand what it is. Like, I don't get it. They're like, just watch it. And I watched it. I believe that was the Carly Evan year. The greatest.
Oh, last year?
No, 2 years. Carly and Evan were 2 or 3 years ago.
Because last year Jaden Tanner.
No, it was the Jaden Tanner year. It was the Jaden Tanner year.
Well, they were the same year, weren't they?
I don't know, but it was a great year. And I fell in love. So, I mean, it is the greatest show.
No, as a new viewer, I'm really excited because I'm starting to pick up on why it's so great, which is that the second anything goes well for someone, they bring someone else who will fuck it up.
They're mortal enemy.
Yeah, it's so great.
It's the meanest version of Musical Chairs. But it's also the only show from the entire franchise where people actually do fall in love and get married.
Right.
Because they actually have time.
They have time together.
Yeah, right. They spend 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
And weird coupling. And odd couplings happen.
Wait, so do they get a prize at the end if they get engaged or something? Is that a thing?
They get an STD.
That's just given right at the
I think it's mostly just the free ring, and basically you become
the free ring.
And you get to be on the cover of People.
Basically, and you find love.
Love, and you're basically insured to not have to actually work. You could just be Instagram hawk. If you find love and you get married, you basically don't have to work again.
Okay.
God.
You know,
how do we get on this beach?
I've tried so badly.
I keep picturing myself there and just being like, I would be so not what they all want me to be.
I'd be Bibs. I'd be my sweet little meatball. I'm so obsessed with her. She is the best.
Now, did you watch the meatball in Winter Wonderland?
No, I didn't.
Meatball was the belle of the winter ball.
Really?
Every guy wanted the meatball. There was love guys fighting over the meatball.
Oh, she's
but for it's those not of happening you knew, yet for her.
No, for those of you new she's to the podcast, Bibiana is the meatball. And we say this because she's more like, hey, I put out the...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love her.
Yes, me too.
Meatball is a term of
endearment. It was Meatball from when she put out the telescope and she couldn't interrupt.
That was so crazy.
And Meatball is like, I put it out there, but he wouldn't make out with me.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was like, how did Meatball start?
Meatball started
that
because
one of the most torturous parts of Ari's season was him just being like, oh, someone set up a telescope. I'm going to fuck a bunch of girls in front of
everybody. Like, nah. In front of... Okay, so here we are in Paradise. And the beauty
of
also...
in a race car yet?
The beauty of Paradise podcasting is... we can just pick a couple and follow that through line. There's no it. So let's do. Let's just get over the most boring one. We've got the Colton, Tia, Chris situation. So Colton, last week when we ended the podcast, Tia was chewing on her lip, waiting for. She'd gone on a date with Chris. Colton arrived. I feel like the book He's Just Not That Into You was written for Tia and she refuses to read it.
Yeah.
I have to say I was so like pro Tia, team Tia.
Yeah.
And the couple episodes of whatever was it, Ari? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And then her cameo in Becca.
Yeah.
And then this shit show island. She's
a drag.
Like, now she's a drag. She's also turning into not a strong woman.
I have felt she was a drag this in Becca's season, coming on and saying like,
yes, but
Colton just, and I made out last weekend. It's like, shut up. It's over.
It's over.
He went on the show.
He didn't have sex.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I actually did love knowing that neither of them had sex with him though when they were together on Paradise just now.
Yes.
I was like, I like that they're able to like still be friends and like, and they both know neither of them had sex with this guy.
Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of nice.
Yes.
I don't know.
I just wanted more for Tia. I wanted her to blossom. We had discussed that she would be a good bachelorette.
How old is she? I think she's like
26. Yeah, maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
She's too old. She should know.
I mean, I feel like
Chris is a fucking dump truck.
Chris is like Perez Hilton, like smarmy. He's like a pirate.
He's so
creepy.
Somebody emailed me a picture that he looks there's a cartoon. It was on Instagram. Somebody sent me. He looks like.
He's the type of guy where you look over and his dick is just out of his pants for no reason.
Yeah, and
Nick with the, oh my God, when he was bragging about, I said to Crystal, I give her the trophy. Oh. You're the first blonde. I've never made out with a blonde. It's like, you're fucking disgusting, man.
I didn't believe him.
No.
How old are you in that you haven't had made out with someone with blonde hair? You're him, you probably have.
Who has?
You can't give
yourself
your own nickname. Like, no. You can't call yourself
what
the
is
goose.
That?
It's like, you
I didn't catch when it happened. I just thought he was starting to be labeled as the goose.
He first came in and he was came Chris. In. Ugh. Yeah, it was like the
oh,
beginning.
I fast forward through a lot of that.
Oh my God. He was like, he basically named himself. He's like, but he was like in a swan boat. He has the wrong fucking animal. And he's like,
no, he was in a swan boat.
He was in a swan boat going, the goose is going to fly south for the summer. It's like,
oh my God.
These people think they're so clever with this shit. Like when Jordan was like going on about, he was doing something. What was he saying? Like, oh fuck, I can't remember now.
Yeah.
But it was some sort of horrible metaphor like that. Yeah. I was like, you're not smart.
No.
Like the metaphors. Honestly, between the metaphors between Jordan and Chris
and the cheese
and
the cheese.
The cheese actually felt sincere. You got a cheese to cheese. Rat needs a cheese.
The cheese felt sincere.
I felt like they were actually
having a conversation. Okay.
I felt like they didn't know the cameras were on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have Chris and Jordan, and they were so weird with Colton. Like Chris is such a hothead. It's like, Chris, weren't you just also in love with Becca?
Yeah.
He's like, what's he doing here? He was just in love.
I know.
I think he should probably go home. It's like, you were the one that was about to punch Wills in the face because you didn't get enough time. You were just there too.
Yeah.
Chris. Also, the first episode of Becca's season, he pulls some guy over and throws him under the bus in the first hour of Becca's season.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's the same guy.
Yeah.
He's the same guy.
He like legit seems like he would be an abusive boyfriend.
Yeah.
He is like, God, creepy.
Yeah. Me, right?
Well, the way he turned on Becca when she turned him down, it was like scary how quickly he was like, I think he never liked you anyway.
He would be so possessive, and I feel like he would get physical.
Yeah. I can't believe any women really like him. I was
amazed. Who was trying to hook up with him this time?
Tia.
Oh, it was Tia. Tia. Right. Yeah. Was there someone else, though?
Crystal.
Yeah, she came over.
Yeah.
She's like half woman, half wind.
So then they're all there. They're all wearing polos. That's Crystal, half woman, half wind.
I feel like someone sneezed and Crystal went up in Puerto Rico. There's just nothing there.
She's like parasailing.
She's still making sandwiches for the homeless.
Doing her videos.
She has not mentioned that in a long
time.
Yeah,
exactly.
With her new voice.
Yeah, her voice.
She's like perfectly normal now. And wait, I wonder if her brother's still homeless.
Oh my God, her brother.
Her brother.
Her brother's going to come on the island in 5, 4, 3.
That would be so good. That would
be so good.
Why is what's his face the bartender?
Wells.
Why is this? Because
he has a boy. He has a girlfriend.
I know, but why is he there?
Oh, because people like him. People like him.
People like him.
We had a good run with Wells.
Wait, so why is Yuki not like a contestant though?
I think it's unfair to throw her into this. It also feels
terrible.
It feels slightly racist of like, who would ever date her? She's foreign. Let's just have her be funny.
Unless she has a boyfriend. And she was like, well, I'll come and like be.
It doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't feel fair because she's so she can't sweet. Speak the language and they can't speak her language. And
I
it's
love
just like
her.
There's not going to be a real connection happening here. Don't do this.
Yeah. At least she did you watch Winter Games?
Yeah, a bit.
I mean, at least she's not trying to find love, but right. but it does feel slightly.
Wait, what's Yuki's backstory real quick?
Yuki was on Winter Games.
Okay.
And she like loved Ben Higgins, but he was like, ah, ha, ha, Yuki, I'm not an
American
contestant. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Winter, yeah. Oh,
because they had people from all over. Oh, so we all fell for Yuki, but it felt it feels a little racist.
It feels like a white American doing a terrible Asian impression of an Asian.
Yeah.
It feels like, oh God, it's alarming.
Yeah. So then, okay, so Tia comes back. They're all talking about her date with Colton, and Astrid said, did your vagina dance? And she said it did, a little bit of a dance. And I'm like, I don't need to have this be a thing, the vagina dance thing.
No.
Aaron.
if it was just us and, you know, we were sitting around being like, did your vagina dance? I'd be like, that's fucking hilarious. But coming out of Astrid to Tia, you're like, oh.
And in front of the guys, in front of Wells, my vagina did a clog dance.
The worm.
My vagina did the worm. My vagina did the worm. My vagina did the like.
Yeah, you have to.
My
like,
vagina did the running man.
Yeah.
The robot.
On a jet ski. So Colton, I will say, I feel like Colton, in a kind way, could not be clearer. He's like, I want to explore other options. I feel like I can't kiss a girl in front of you. I want to be here. He basically doesn't know how to tell her.
He shouldn't be in this scenario.
No.
Considering.
In a gay man's.
That's what Lori says. Lori, my friend Lori, who's a lesbian and texts.
Thank you, Lori.
Lori has been texting me all night. She's like, she goes, he doesn't know yet. He won't come out till 2028.
That's so interesting. I haven't
she
thought
really
of him
thinks
as
he's gay.
I assumed he was really religious, and which could also be part of it. He's gay and hiding it with religion.
She thinks he's gay. Do you think
because
he's gay?
Doesn't ever talk about religion?
Wasn't there? He's never said he's religious. Wasn't there some moment where he was like one of the other guys said like she was making out with someone, and then he was like, she was making out with him? Like it was
about
nobody even like. With him?
I swear to God.
That's what Lori thinks.
He just seems so stunted. Like, he's so
hot. He seems like a big toddler, though. He's like, like, he's just like a big boy with his little, like, flip in his hair. And it's like, you're done. Just don't
he
be here.
He just needs to have sex.
Because he needs to fuck.
Because, like,
a guy that looks like that, that does not fuck.
I'm not saying that you're probably.
That's what's so confusing.
If he was like, oh, I'm religious, it's because I love God.
He's never said he's waiting till marriage.
One of his family members did wear a choker with a giant cross. Like a man with a choker with a giant cross.
But why not mention
it when we first met him? Because I remember because I liked him going into it, and then he had this like huge cross, and I was like, oh, he's religious. Okay.
He's got to be religious.
But wait, but are they not supposed to talk about religion on the show?
They could talk
about
it. No, because
you could say you're saving yourself for marriage.
Right. Remember Sean? Sean said he was like,
Becca was religious.
Born again. There's a couple people that are like, I'm not going to have sex because I'm waiting till marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And this guy storms up the stairs to, you know, Chris Harrison.
Do I have to fuck her?
Can I try to put my penis out?
He was real. That was the craziest shit.
Next week is Fantasy Suites. Please don't make me fuck her.
It's like, hey, you get to do what you want, man. You're a human. You go in the room and you say, we're not going to have sex. Like, what are you asking permission?
He's gay, then.
Yeah, he's
panic. So gay. He's like panic. Sweet. He's like sweet, you know, Midwestern gay boy. Yeah,
Colorado is real.
And he
red.
Could be religious, and his family wasn't cool with it.
Oh, God.
His life would take
Colton,
off
we're
if he
cool
was
with
gay
it. Oh, my God. He would be this. I think he doesn't want to be gay.
Why is he an ex football player already?
Yeah,
he hurt himself.
Doing what?
He made. He said
sucking
he died.
Dick.
He broke his knee, sucking dick.
He said it was something with his arm, and if he, like, got hurt, if he got, like, tackled again or hurt a certain way, he said he would never be able to lift his arm up again.
So? And grab a dick. Am I right? I gotta grab those dicks.
I gotta grab them wings. Give me that wing. Okay, so then Tia's like, okay, go for it. Like, she could not, she won't take, he's trying to be like, he's like, go for it. She's like, so you're telling me if I made out with someone in front of you, you're saying, That's right. But I'm sitting here. If I kissed a guy in front of you, you wouldn't care. He's like, no.
Because I'm in love with, well, in love with Becca, though. Why did he burst into tears?
I did feel bad for him. I did feel.
What was that?
The guy cries a lot.
I know.
All right. I want to talk more about men crying. But first, before I do that, I want to do this. I want to talk about one of our sponsors for today, Care Of. You might go, Arden, what is Care Of? Care Of. It's so cool. They sent me a trial. It is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. So I went online and I took, they have these quizzes and you take different, you ask questions about your health or your diet goals or your lifestyle goals, just, you know, a bunch of things that how you want to live healthy. And a lot of people fall short of their FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. I know that, like, I fly a lot. I basically eat a lot of beige things. I'm missing a lot of vitamins. I always have swollen glands.
I do love beige things. I understand.
Love beige things. I love beige things in the form of oatmeal. I love beige things in the form of, like, tortillas.
I just want bread, like, all the time.
I love
all
potatoes.
I want to do is eat bread.
I love beige things. So that means that I'm not getting my vitamins. Here's what's so cute about it, because I also travel a lot. So I just was like, okay, I need some, like, vitamin B. I feel like I need some stuff because I get anxious. So they have, like, anxiety stuff. I have trouble sleeping. So I filled it out. I didn't know what to expect. And it came in this box. And it's basically each day it has its own little pack with all the vitamins in it and has your name on it. So it's just like, hey, Arden. And then it has like a fun question. Like, so today's was like, did you know that they think that people with blue eyes have a higher tolerance for alcohol?
Wow.
I can tell you.
So there's a lot of fun facts.
There's a lot of fun facts. And then all of the, so I, you know, I picked out the ones that I wanted and all the vitamins are in there. So if you're traveling, you just, like, if you're, like, gone,
you
for, like,
grab a pack.
If you're like, I'm going to be gone for 7 days, you throw in, like, seven packs. Like, it's so freaking
That's so much
cute.
Better than what I have to do than, like, divvy out all my vitamins.
I mean, and even in real life, when you have all those bottles just sitting there, I'll show it to you afterwards. It's so cute. And they have vegan and vegetarian supplement options that are available. So if you're vegan, and then your monthly subscription box, it can be modified. So if you're like, 1 month you're like, oh, I want, like, prenatal vitamins, and you're like, oh, you know what, I already had a baby, or I don't want to have it, like, you can take that out, you can change it, and you can track your progress. They have a Care Of app and they earn rewards, and just if you remember to take your vitamins, you earn some rewards. So it's really great. And they also have some of those, like, quick stick powders that can be added to your extra delivery, which are, like, nutrient packed. And I have to tell you, it's really cute. I feel, honestly, after the Insatiable premiere, and I was being a rascal, my throat hurt the next day from screaming and having a thumble of wine. I was like, oh my God, I actually have vitamins, and I took them and I felt better. So there's an online quiz that that I took and you guys can take, and it takes about 5 minutes about the vitamins that you specifically need, and it turns out I needed a lot of them. We get 25% off your first month if you go to takecareof.com. That's TakeCareOf.com. And you enter the promo code Rose. And so that's 25% off the first month. Care Of Vitamins. That's at Take Care Of. Enter promo code Rose. I think it's really cute. I'm happy by it. I'll keep doing it. I can't, like, when I travel, I'm going to throw them all in. It's great. So I look forward to it. Okay, so now that we're all done with that and we're all getting healthy, have you ever dated a guy that cried?
Yes. No, yes. And I like that trait in a guy. I like them being able to express feelings when it's appropriate.
Yes, exactly.
Not just like at the drop of a hat, crying at everything.
The only crier I dated was a bully. Sometimes it's a bully move. Sometimes a bully will cry.
Oh, it's like, to manipulate you?
Yeah, then they get the power and you're like, oh, don't cry, Bobby. Don't cry. Yeah. Don't cry, Bobby. You know.
Oh, well, maybe you're screaming at him like someone who's like a little off.
He's like, my name is Brian.
You're at the wrong house.
I'll cry, Bobby. Cry.
This is 213 Main Street. You're at 215.
Okay, so then, and then she goes, shit or get off the pot. I need a clean break. And then Chris
from
is
your
like,
shit out of your ass?
Chris is like, Chris is a little bitch. He never thought about Tia. Colton's still in love with Becca. Chris was just like, it's like,
He's such a shitbag.
I think he's evil. I have that same feeling, Katie. When I see him, I get nervous because I'm like,
he's gonna pop.
He's gonna hit a woman.
You know, when we did our picks, he was a lot of our like, not crazy. A lot of us chose him either as our crazy
or drunk.
He's a hot head or our asshole, or whatever.
These are good too. This is good. Whatever. You think that's a lot of people like that.
He just has this look to him. Tasty. Like,
yeah, he's like a real frightening energy, like, and the way he speaks about women.
Yeah,
you know, like it was so gross.
It's very objectifying.
Didn't you want to throw up when he was on the beach dressed like the Karate Kid in his stupid headband, and he goes, "The goose." The goose is one of a kind, and he is I, and I am him. And then he did the Karate Kid kick. The goose that he is. I just can't.
You're not funny, dude. You're not funny.
Oh my God.
I hate watching people
I know.
Who are very simple try to be funny.
I know, me too.
It's torture. Don't do that.
That's
just talk.
Such a good point.
Somebody said that Astrid is like so fun. She's so sarcastic. I'm like, what?
Is that like next season? When do we get the footage?
Wait,
can we talk about the guy who's so mean to Jordan?
Yes, David.
David.
The chicken.
Okay. He.
The chicken. Former he, chicken. It he,
something's
says.
Wrong with
that. Former chicken. The producers are basically like, if you wanna extend your vacation, you just lock whatever Jordan goes, you follow behind. So if he hits on Annalise, you hit on Annalise. If he hits on crazy alien, whatever.
Who did he
What's
make
her
the
name?
Cake
Brenna,
for?
Brenna?
That's
Brenna?
Jenna.
I don't remember her at all, by the way.
She was the one that grinded him in the white dress, grinded Ari.
She gave him
the foot rub and like grinded Ari.
Outside.
When they're like on a bench or something.
I'm so deep, you guys.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about her.
Okay, so David
is cock
blocking.
It's weird that I wouldn't remember her.
Kenny asked Crystal out to go on the date. We'll get there.
Oh, yeah. Kenny and Crystal, yeah.
Okay. David cockblocked Jordan with Annalise, and he goes, so he's talking to Annalise. He's like, and Annalise says, "I'm an artist." He goes, "I'm obsessed with people that are talented with their hands."
What is that response?
I think it's just like, how about I like that you make art?
Yeah. I'm obsessed with people that are talented with their hands.
What
are you including? Yeah.
And then, so Jordan talking to Annalise, "I regret not talking to you more today." And they start kissing. Let's talk about David. David is such a tool. David,
he is a creep.
He's a creep.
He has black eyes.
His face.
I'm scared of him.
He fell out of a bunk bed as a grown man.
I love that.
And smashed his face.
That's honestly could be the most jarring way to wake up ever. But I think
unless it's on a dick, Colton.
I hate watching him try to get through a sentence.
He's
really stressful.
He has vocal fry as a man.
He's like, yeah, I can't believe it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like
he's like twitching. And, like,
he's like, wait a minute, it's your birthday. Well, we got to celebrate that happy birthday.
He looked right in the eyes. He's like, yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
I was like, "You're creepy."
How good is that cake? He kept saying the same thing, like
"I'm so glad we got to celebrate your birthday." It's so great to celebrate your birthday. It's really nice to do your
birthday.
And every girl that Jordan talks to, then he's like 2 feet behind, like little sand crab, going, "I mean, I'm here for the long haul. He's just here. He's not looking. I'm here actually looking for a partner, and he's just."
He wouldn't know a partner if the woman or sand crab threw themselves in his face.
Yeah. So you probably fast forward. Through it, his intro this season was him living at home in Florida.
No,
he said, "I'm already." He lived with his mom.
Missed this.
He goes, "I live with my mom, so I'm basically in paradise. Unfortunately, I can't marry my mom."
No,
see that.
Unfortunately, I can't marry my. That's a red flag.
Do not say that.
That is a red flag.
That's a tense.
That is a red flag.
And then it shows him yelling on the couch, "Mom, can I have some cookies?"
No,
yeah.
And then she brings them, and then he's like out by the pool, and he's like, "Mom, can I have some Jones?"
And she's like, "Bring mom," and then the fruit play. That ceiling's pink in there too. Oh!
It's like Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers.
And his mom's like, "I love you, honey."
She was ready for mom Tinder. She was like, she had on like her kitten heels and was like sliding
over.
It was truly sick. It's super fucked up.
Is he a banker?
Yeah. No, he's a lawyer. He's like a billboard lawyer. No, that's Nick. That was Nick with the shark eyes.
Oh my God. Wait, hold on.
Let's talk about,
I'm thinking about Venmo.
Okay, well, wait. One thing at a time.
I like John.
So let's talk about, let's just finish out Jordan. So Jordan and Annalise, he gave her the dog. And then here comes Cuckoo for Coconuts. Her name is Jenna. I wish
it's about to get coconuts.
Yeah, she goes.
And Annalise, can we just do 30 seconds on Annalise?
God, she's such a drag.
I know.
She's
listen.
I felt bad for her, though.
I want it, like, you know, like, for her. I want her to be happy.
Me too.
But I have to say, and this is a little tiny bit mean-spirited, watching her absolute emotional decline on television is so rewarding because it's so bad and you're like, get it together.
It's also
she's 33
very
going on 50.
Real, where
oh,
you're
it's
like,
so bad.
No, don't show us all of your dirty laundry. Like, just
that
crying.
Going to every guy and going, I just want to be at the end. I just want the proposal. I want to be Jaden Tanner. I want to be Jaden Tanner.
I deserve love. It's like, stop.
But do you, if you're crying every 30 seconds?
And like she was like, Jordan, be a good husband.
Yes.
She's like,
Jordan's going to be the best husband. We're going to be happy forever. And I was like, you guys just met.
She really is. I swear to God, she's part psycho. Like, there's something wrong.
It was the bumper car incident.
Oh, my God.
Was she the one who's afraid of everything?
And afraid of the dog.
And birds.
I hate to say this because I do want her to be happy, but every time she cries, which is every 20 seconds, it makes me laugh so hard.
Dude, yeah, she's snot. She's a snot
crier. She's blowing her nose the whole time.
She's like a full snot crier. So Jenna shows up and she goes, I'm an alien. Okay, wait a minute. I'm an alien, but I'm the best part of an alien.
So what do you think was under the black box the entire time? Like,
yeah.
Was her vagina hanging out or was she wearing a thong?
She rubbed her ass with a glass, like when in the background, Lori sent me a clip of it.
Wait, I saw that happening. I was trying to figure out what was happening. Because there was like one scene where they were talking to someone on the beach and you see someone do something really weird with their
butt.
That's
her. It's her wiping her ass with a glass.
That's what she was doing because I couldn't figure that out. I even rewound it, being like, "What the fuck is that?
Why would you do that?"
Yeah, that's her.
That was her. Oh, I don't know. It was like I just saw it and I was like, "What the fuck was that?" And I rewound to be like,
Annalise,
"What just happened?"
When they came in from after their date and like, and Jenna was like, "Sorry about my butt" or whatever, and then Annalise was like, "How was your date?" And then she turns and goes like, just like into her own like dark hole. I'm like, "Don't ask them how it was." Like, you don't have to pretend everything's fine. Just like leave.
When she goes,
no self esteem. It's so bad.
She goes, Jenna is in paradise and it's about to get coconuts. And then she goes, and he goes, wow, pink hair, pink outfit. She's 28. She had so much Botox at 28.
I know.
Guys, if you're under.
Don't touch your faces.
If you're under 35, don't touch your sweet face. Just don't.
Take care of it and
wear sunscreen. Yeah. And start using moisturizer.
28. Look, do what you got to do. Don't do it at 28.
No, don't do it
at 28.
I'm seeing a lot of young people with Botox vein in their forehead.
Yeah, at 28. Ooh. Don't try to emote
and then this vein pops
out. Yeah, don't do
out
it at 28.
Center.
Just wait.
Give it a couple years.
Get some
loose skin going and then tighten it up.
She goes, I'm an alien. I'm a nice, happy alien. Being an alien is hard on Earth, but you also have the upper hand because you can read people's minds and then you unzip your skin into your invisible. That's how she entered.
That's what she said when
Did
she
you miss
entered.
That?
I missed that.
Did you re-say that? I'm an alien. I'm a nice, happy alien. Being an alien is hard on Earth, but you also have the upper hand. But you can read people's minds and then unzip your skin into your invisible.
Cool.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders. They could be like best friends. She's an alien.
She is an alien. So then Colton goes, it's like I'm looking into myself. It's like a girl version.
Or Jordan.
Of me. Jordan. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, Colton said that.
Yeah, Jordan. Yeah. It's like I'm looking into myself. It's like a girl version of me.
I hate how they both talk. I hate how Jordan talks about his looks. Like, he's like, you know, I got these beautiful eyes. So that's who I'm like, shut up, man. Get a fucking hobby. Like, you're killing me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to hate him more, but like he's so entertaining.
No, he's fun. He's fun.
Jaw dropping. But you can't believe someone actually.
And he goes, "We're gonna burn."
Speak like
he kept going, "We're gonna burn this place down." That was the best thing he could say was that they're gonna burn it down. They go on horses. I loved him going like, horses, which is how I feel. But watching them try to get on the horse, watching her vagina get like black barred up and over the horse.
They were like not holding back with those bars. Like they're just trying to make it look dumb. Like. Oh, yeah, just like, they're watching her walk down the stairs and it's bouncing.
I do wonder if there's actually stuff where they just think it's funny.
I know. Like, that's what I thought.
I think her bathing suit was... It was flesh-toned and
thong-ish.
And the thong.
So it looked like
and
you're
the
full
front
ass.
Was like crocheted. Like it's just like
with a picture of a vagina.
He goes, "What makes you tick?" And then the horse starts eating the grass. He was like, "What? That's a thing? What?" I loved it.
It really was like watching two aliens, though.
What makes you tick?
And he goes, "I'm feeling Hasselhoff right now."
Oh my God, the Hasselhoff. I was dying.
I loved it. I loved it. And then they were kissing in the surf. And they had the black bar. It was the grossest kiss. There was a black bar. And then he did come home and he went right to Annalise. And I was with him.
Yeah.
Until he said, "Let me tell you what happened. I need to catch you up. Last night we had a great thing and it was nuts. But then I was all for you. But then today's date was fantastic. I'm saving a place for you if something doesn't happen with her." Like, I appreciate that he went right to her.
He was honest, but then he phrased it differently and just said, like, "I had a really good time with her. I just want to keep things open. Is that okay if we just like date
anything
whoever?"
But what he said. I mean, yeah. Annalise is a China doll.
She was just like, her face was collapsing hearing this.
A strong woman couldn't handle what he said to her.
It feels like, and I say this, he feels like he's like the worst version of somebody who's been homeschooled. Like the worst, like somebody who's never interacted, the worst version of somebody who's never interacted with anybody his own age. Like, often I think when people are homeschooled, there's siblings, there's other kids around.
Yeah.
He's like an only child that was homeschooled and maybe there wasn't even a parent teaching him.
Did he lose a parent? What was his
backstory? He was really poor.
His
mother,
right?
Was mentally ill.
It's a mother issue.
And some days she like wouldn't come out of bed, and they had nothing.
Yeah.
And so I think he's constructed. If I look like this, and if I have my polo shirt on, and
no one
like,
can hurt me,
and he feels real. Mm-hmm. I think he's real.
I think he thinks he's real.
Being me is my greatest power.
Going maybe a little far.
I think he was. I think he was real on the first season, and now I think he's playing the part of Jordan.
Yes, he's like definitely putting on a show.
Like
for
Canadian
us all.
Daniel, the first time Canadian Daniel was real, and now Canadian Daniel is playing the part of Canadian Daniel.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You missed the first version of Paradise Hotel, which was
amazing.
It was a miracle. That was a great character.
But the brutal. The only thing about BIP is like that brutal nature where you feel like you have a connection, and then it's like in 5, 4, 3.
The hottest.
It would hurt so bad. I don't think I could ever be in a situation
it's too
like
brutal.
That.
Because people are, when they're in with you, they're all in. They're like, "Oh my God, Lauren, I was hoping you'd be here. You were my TV crush and you're here." And it's like, "Wait, what?
Jubilee?
You didn't tell me Ricky Lindholm was coming." It's like the comedy version of it. Like, wait a minute, Kate Berland is here? What? Like, okay. Excuse you. Hi, Ricky. I love Ricky.
It's so true.
I couldn't do it.
It's
like,
so
they're
bad.
Like, "I'm all in on you. I just saw you." And also, sometimes they're doing it in the beginning because they might have heard rumor that Ricky's coming later. So they need to stick around until she arrives.
Who did that time? The guy with the spiky hair.
Joe. He did it with the single mom.
Yeah, so he could stay for Samantha.
Oh, he did it with the woman with the one arm. Oh,
yeah, he totally let her on. And then
he was like in love.
As soon as Samantha showed up, he's like, "Peace out."
I think.
What's your name again?
It sounds like Jordan kind of did that with Annalise and Coco.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about.
Because they need roses.
That's the thing. It is so musical chairs. You have to get a rose. Yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
Well, yeah, and I thought Bibi was kind of setting herself up by giving Colton that rose.
Clearly, the producers got to Bibi.
Well, and my thought was nobody likes her yet, so she's like, "Hey, this will get me like karma for next time."
Wills went home.
Me too. I was so bummed that Wills went home.
I was really. Unless Wills becomes the Bachelor, which I don't think will happen, but like he to me felt like a hot commodity.
Absolutely.
Going in.
Yeah, he didn't get a chance.
I think we all like him except for Ralph, right? Ralph cannot stand him.
Ralph thinks he has no personality.
Yeah. Who's Ralph?
Ralph Garman.
Ralph Garman.
He thinks he has no personality.
Oh, I thought you meant someone on the show. Oh, I was how did I miss someone named Ralph on the show?
Here's my theory for Will.
The gardener, Ralph.
You know, Ralph. My theory is that their season hadn't aired yet and the girls didn't know how cool Wills was.
I bet they're all kidding.
I bet they hadn't watched it. My theory is they filmed it before it aired and they didn't. So they just saw the guy with the weird mustache and like the, you know.
Because
Becca doesn't say who she's with. She doesn't say she's engaged.
She wouldn't say she's because I'm engaged. And then also there's another thing
where someone says something about like, oh, well, you'll see in my season.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I bet they hadn't watched it. So Tia also probably didn't know that Chris was the whole a time crazy like, hothead.
How do you watch that season and now?
I bet they hadn't watched it. Right, I bet well, it was, that's I bet they're there during it.
That's
and I bet they were filming while, so I bet you didn't know, like, why would you know? I feel like if Wills had waited till next year to go on, he would have been more.
Well, I'm sure he'll be back. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Grocery Store Joe and Kendall.
I
love Kendall. I love Grocery Store Joe standing up for Colt when Colton's crying and all the guys are like, he's got to go home. He's got to go home. And Joe's sister goes, I don't think he should go home. I think that's a mistake. I think he's ready to open up. He needs closure. And it's like, thank you. That's
your
my best
accent.
That
was the best.
That's, I feel like.
I don't know where I stand with Joe.
I like him.
You do. Everyone likes him.
I like him, but I can't really imagine dating him. On this podcast, everybody thinks he's a dud.
Oh, yeah, because I think he's pretty dumb. Like, watching him talk to people, it's, like, rough. Like, he just, like, can't. He's like,
I know.
I could tell Crystal's smarter than me. I'm like,
you could tell Crystal's smarter than you? What?
That's, like, everyone's basic, like, she's definitely dumb.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm intimidated. It's like.
Crystal. You know, I mean, what I like about Joe, I think because he never went through, he didn't even basically get to like unpack his bag.
Right.
There's a purity to him of like, oh my God, I'm a desire. Here I am, I'm in Sayulita with all these hot girls. Okay, cool. I'm on TV. No, normally I'm dealing with produce.
That's true. It is like kind of cute to see someone who hasn't been through the ringer with it.
He's not been through anything.
Yeah.
He's not been through any group date. He hasn't done anything but get out of the limo. So it's like
I do want more of him and Kendall, just because whatever Kendall says, his reaction to her questions or to her anything is so priceless.
Well, because he's such a basic guy, and she's like, "What do you think of a picnic in a cemetery?"
I know, but
she's
got dead people on top of my sandwich.
And he's also like, "I don't really like picnics." Like he's,
oh my god.
And then when they
but she was kind of scripted with that, I thought, where she was like, I like to have picnics in a cemetery. I know I already lost you with that one. Like, she was, like, jumping. Yeah. It's like, he didn't even respond.
When she did the, I will kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I also, I did like their tuna sandwich thing at the end.
The avocado seemed like
what
such a good call.
Doing?
I know. And he was like, oh, this is disgusting. But I like that, like,
they're having fun.
And he is like, avocado's disgusting.
I fucking hate avocado.
Oh my God. We've talked about this before. It's the greatest thing on the planet.
To hate
it's nature's butter.
I hate the texture.
I'll be real with you. And you know I love a nut butter. You know I love a peony boo. You know I love an almond body.
You did not just say peony boo and almond body.
I just made that up.
Peony boo and Joey.
I can't.
Can we call peony boo this episode?
I love peony boo sandwiches.
Okay, so you know I love the peony boo. But here's what I want. Here's what I want to say to you is that I want to love avocado. I'm indifferent. I actually like taste nothing. I don't taste anything.
You taste something so magical you go, thank God I was born.
I don't dislike it, but you can always have my guac or avocado. I don't care about it.
Great.
Lauren, if they put it on my plate, I have like
I fucking
a panic
love it. Though. How do you feel about peony boo?
It's so
I
fucking
love
good.
Boo. Oh my God. How do you feel about this wallpaper in these
I love it. Everyone out there is missing out by not being able to see this.
This really was my first friends. It's not done yet. It's been taking so fucking long.
It's really good.
I bought every light at IKEA.
The people at home cannot imagine.
I can't wait. I'm not going to reveal it till the boxes are out, but just wait.
Yeah. Just are you going to post on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Oh, I'm going to whore out.
Yeah, you
got to
text
some people. Hashtag IKEA life goals. Hashtag Scandinavian discount furniture. Hashtag wallpaper. Hashtag I need a job.
Peony boo.
Hashtag peony boo. I'm all for their romance.
I'm all for
like
avocado
that,
tuna.
I like that she's sort of so wild, and he is simple enough that he's like, okay, she likes to stuff dead animals, and she's got like a ukulele. Like, they almost could be the Carly and Evan of
They could be, because like if they ever moved in together, like Kendall would just, you know, decorate it with everything dead, and he'd be like, that's her thing.
Yeah.
No, she just likes it. So I chop meat, she hangs it on the wall.
His parents are going to be horrified.
She's the kite and he's the string.
Yeah.
She's the kite, he's the string.
Aww. Yeah.
I like them.
I love them. They're my favorite
couple. I hope they get married.
I just don't.
He's hot.
No, he's not going to really.
He's hot in a 1970s De Niro way.
I just need. I think
he's not
honestly,
enough for her.
I honestly don't think it's a good match. I think it's like Katie a fun pre-game match.
See, I think she'll like it.
But I think
she needs stimulation.
She needs to be challenged. He needs
she can even teach him.
No, it's so boring to teach somebody. Just you need somebody.
Yeah, you're right.
No,
yeah, like you're right. Both. Teaching.
I like
sucks.
Them. Yeah. I like them both. I don't think that. They're a good match. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm with Katie. I hope they fall in love and get married. You guys are like ah.
No.
Okay.
No. Joe needs to be with someone that comes home and is like, I'm 7 months pregnant. Should we keep it? Like that. That feels like a better. A better
man. Who was that? Who was it?
I feel like Joe should just come home with a woman that like sort of knows what's going on but doesn't.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
like a Venmo. Car.
Let's talk Venmo! About Venmo. Venmo John.
And Jubilee.
The greatest line.
This. What was it?
I'm just a regular guy, or what did he say?
No, when he said to Caroline, he goes, "What are you looking for in a woman?" I literally put on pause and I almost fell off the couch when he's like, "I just need a woman that grounds me."
Oh my God.
I was like, do you live in Middle Earth? Yeah. Like, is she pulling you out of the ground?
He also seems so pretty grounded. Yeah.
The most grounded, like so much so where you're like, do you prefer to like just sleep on the floor for this date?
Yeah.
Like him. But I was
him
like,
too. He's nerdy, obviously, but I appreciate it because everyone else is so the same that I'm happy to just see somebody different.
He reminds me of my brother and my brother's friends. Like, my brother's like a computer programmer, and they're also sort of, it's almost like the sweet, dorky guy got let loose. Like, my God, I got to go to spring break with the girls with the hot tits.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Like,
he's very likable.
It feels like he snuck in and. Caroline, some fan emailed us. Apparently, I don't know if this is true or not. And Caroline, my apologies if this is inaccurate. Somebody went to college with her. Apparently, she was like Miss Connecticut or something. It was like sort of stuck up or like not that. And so, like, I feel tainted watching.
Who's Caroline?
Caroline's the one,
the girl, the first date.
With they kept naming the animals.
Yeah.
Who he kept trying to be like, I'm a hopeless marriage. Just like, dog. Reminded me of myself.
That was the greatest editing.
So hard. I know.
That would have been me. When there was a cat playing with a frog, I was like, that's worth stopping the conversation.
But the thing is, the frog is really
it would be like, the thing is, like, Anthony, I knew I liked him because he would have been with me being like, look at the dog. And we both would have been like, forget you, there's a dog.
I needed a chicken. I needed like lizards. I
have been to Mexico and seen a lot of fun frogs and cats. It is exciting.
Yeah.
So fun.
I know. John was also enjoying talking about himself in the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't speaking. He was rambling on about what he needed.
You feel like he was pretty good with like starting things off with a little conversation and complimenting the girl? And
yes.
Like, and he's just being
gentleman.
Like friendly.
He pulled out the chair.
Very gentlemanly.
Yeah.
But then when Jubilee showed up
and he went
on the date. Okay, first of all, I've been ziplining at that place. It's
really
so fun.
I don't know if I would do that.
It's really scary.
It's scary.
It's scary. I did it. I loved it. It was really fun. and I'm not really a thrill seeker. I do like rides. As I get older, my equilibrium, I can't really go on roller coasters.
Me too. I like start to throw up on anything now. It's horrible.
It
sucks.
I worry about my lower back.
Yeah. It's like, I know it's like the worst part of getting older. Fuck the Botox. I miss Six Flags. Can I get Botox in my equilibrium to make it act like it's 15? Just freeze my inner ear. I miss Six Flags, but I thought when they were so cute. We love Jujubee.
I love
her.
I was like, when the date ended with Caroline and John, right? I was like, oh, I hope they get married and have babies. They're absolutely perfect for each other. Then the next day, Jubes comes in, and we've always loved Jubes.
We love the Jubie boobs.
So Jubes comes in, and I was like, huh? And then she's like, I like nerdy guys. And then I felt like John should have turned around. Maybe it was edited out. And then like, Caroline, I'm going to go on. Like, also, he blew her off. I was like, don't
he's so
be a
polite.
Dick. Yeah. But maybe they edited it out. They could have edited it out.
They probably edited it out because he was starting they were snuggling.
He was and he was saying, like, oh, she just talked to me. And
he was trying to tell her.
And I hope they edited it out.
Like, oh, well, yeah, you could.
Because that was like.
They must have edited it out. They make you look like a shit.
I did love when Jubilee asked him, what do you do? And then he told her, and then she said, why are you here? I honestly got chills and almost started crying.
Yeah.
I rewound it. I was like, this is the best interaction that's ever happened on this show.
I loved it.
Now I'm obsessed.
I love the string dancer. She goes, "You play the guitar this one," and then when she said cello,
yeah.
I literally, I'm like,
"What are you doing here?" Was the highest compliment. It was like them both admitting that they're better than this, but then like that they want to just see what's up.
Yeah,
it was
like, "What are you doing here?" Was the most real.
And then when he was like, "People might think that I have a lot of money," like people like think about that from the Venmo thing, and she's like, "No, I just think it means you're smart." And I was like,
"Yeah,
just be together forever."
And you know what? I'm sure he does have a lot of money.
Of course he does.
And she is an orphan. Her entire family died in Haiti.
God, that story. They all died.
That's horrible.
And she was in the Marines, right?
She's a Marine. She was a software or hardware. Well,
she's like, I work on hardware. You've never even heard of it.
I loved it. Oh my God, I hope they get married.
She's like, I work at hardware. You work at software.
Cello, guitar. Isn't that the weirdest combo? She was, I felt like she was real sexy.
She's
like,
beautiful.
If they don't get married, I won't believe in love anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. You heard it here first.
But I don't feel that there's a chemistry that's like off the hook with them. Like it feels very like they're kind of like, I like you, and but they're both smart. So they're both taking
very reserved. I'm sure they're also not each other's types. I'm sure he's not her type and she's not his type. And they're like, wow, is this happening? This is weird.
But she said she liked nerdy dudes and went right for
them. She says she likes it, but does she actually go for it? Dated. Yeah, because most people say that I like the nice guy, and then they date the
exactly.
She's kind of closed off though, for being like a sexy mama. She's kind of closed off, and he needs to be fucked. Like,
oh my god, he needs to
get. They need to get drunk and have sex.
Yes, like immediately, which will probably happen.
I just got excited. I literally just got chills. I got. I hope they fuck.
Do you agree, sorry, with this? Mom? Would you not? I would pay money if the show involved them having sex and being naked. Yeah, like, I'd be like, I'd pay money to watch
like
that.
Pay-per-view. Like
yeah,
extra.
If they were like, we'll fuck on camera. I'd be like, great.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would totally watch them have sex.
I would too. Yeah, I would too.
I would. $5.
I would too.
Five or less.
$5 a month.
$5 a month.
Wow, that is an
interesting. Colton fucked a dude.
I'd pay $100.
Fuck now, John.
You guys didn't watch Winter Games, but Kevin, seventh Kevin, took Ashley I's virginity. We think he's man enough to take Colton.
I don't remember that.
Kevin took Ashley I's virginity in Vermont.
How did
Vermont.
I not know that?
Oh yeah, that was on the talk back afterwards or whatever.
They did it. They went to the fantasy suite and she's like, and then it was so annoying because she like after all these fucking shows of her time of being a virgin, then she was like, some things are best kept private. It's like, oh no!
All you have talked about is your virginity.
No, you don't.
You owe it to us to tell us the story.
Yeah, she lost the basically she lost her virginity in Vermont to seventh Kevin.
You can't not tell me how it went.
Come yes, on. I need to know. I need to know.
Yeah. You've made it my business.
I think Kevin is man enough to take Colton's virginity.
Yes! Take it.
Kevin is gross on this season, though. He was cute in Vermont, and here I'm like,
wait, which one's Kevin again?
He's like Canadian.
He's tatted
with the pig nose.
Yeah, he was the Canadian bachelor, and he was really cute in the Winter Games with Ashley I. And like,
wait, did he like not pick somebody or something?
He was with Ashley I, and then
no,
she,
but I mean when he was the bachelor.
I think he must have picked somebody that went awry.
Oh, okay.
And then, but he's a firefighter. And then he was sweet on this, but I feel like he's in too many times and he's like grody. And when he wanted
the
Crystal,
tats, the color
he wanted
tats.
Crystal. It's grody.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Kenny and Crystal. Kenny and Crystal, they had a cute date. Like, and she was actually behaving well. They went to the
normal.
But I think she's been behaving well the whole time, right?
They went on the they went on the wrestling match and she was basically like, he was talking about, and I forgot about his 7-minute, I don't think anybody would hold him against him screaming at the racist Lee. I don't remember that, but that's what we were saying. That was his 7-minute tirade. Mm-hmm. Because he was saying we both got bad edits. But it's like, you're allowed to scream at the racist.
Well, yeah, we were all Team Kenny.
We loved Kenny.
Yeah.
So, did you meet Kenny at karaoke?
Yeah. He do the woohoo, like the whole like.
Oh yeah!
Like,
oh yeah! Woohoo!
Oh, that's
snake
right!
Snake!
Yeah, that was
sneaky,
it.
Sneaky snake!
That's what it was. I forgot about that.
Sneaky snake!
And then I
peeny boo.
And I had to talk football with him because no one was around.
That was the best.
And I had to calm him down and talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He was so nice.
Can we talk for one hot second about the fact that Colton couldn't throw a football on the beach?
Yes. And he goes, I'm not good at throwing. Now, what was he, a tight end?
I'm sorry. You have to be good at everything, right?
What the fuck was that? He couldn't throw a ball.
I'm not good at throwing. That's like the only part of it.
He played tight end, but still, like,
he's a football player.
That's
everyone,
crazy.
Even the kickers can throw because a lot of times they threw a fake out. Kicker, the punter throws.
Was it Astrid? Like, what? Literally, like, he kept not being able to throw.
Yeah. Is it because of his injured shoulder?
No, it was his other shoulder.
He was like,
I don't know.
Is it because of Jesus? Is it because of Jesus?
He could not fucking play. And I was like, I play football better than
him. Maybe because he's gay and he throws like a little queenie game.
It's because he was in the south of France, not able to get a
he
not
never
able
played
to
football.
Count.
He just has a tight end. The whole thing has just been a metaphor for his secret gay life.
He chews on his lip and pulls his lower lip a lot. Have you noticed that?
He's so uncomfortable for such a cutie.
He's not. He looks like he's made of clay and it's not done.
Yeah.
He's just like a doughy little like baby. Just needs more time.
Like Pillsbury Doughboy's baby. Yeah.
I feel like we're in a secret society right now in this room.
Totally.
It's so exciting. I feel like I have friends and like I feel like I'm actually Rachel living my best life. I actually am. Like when I say to Peter I'm living my best life, it's because I am living my best
you
life.
Are.
It is happening right now.
You have
I'm
a house, you have a show on Netflix,
life.
You're killing it.
Oh my God, I'm the bad guy.
It's very
good.
I cannot wait. Friday.
I have a thick southern accent.
She's so funny.
I have a thick southern. Oh, honey, everybody's a little bit gay.
Oh my God.
Your character is like so over the top. I love it so much. She's so fun.
The accent is crazy.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Friday morning.
Best costumes and hair. And
I have full face at all times. Full face at the gym. Full squad.
It's been on a countdown.
I just saw you in jail. Spoiler alert.
Oh, hi, girl. Yeah. That. Oh my God. Full makeup. My fist fight. The fight.
Everything's so good.
Wait, don't tell me. No spoiler alert.
I got into a fist fight and I beat the shit out of somebody because I'm a son of a gun.
Oh my God, I love it.
When you got carried out of the pageant.
Dude. Call Grandpa! Introduce yourself!
He lifted you like you were nothing.
It really hurt my arm, but I was happy to look small. Please like me. Pick it up. Make me a regular. Give me some money. Just give me a regular. Oh, you know what? I'll just settle for good hair and makeup. Okay. So then they go, they have this great date. They're kissing, they're hanging out. And he goes, your whole thing is about love and light. Kenny sets up on the beach. Mm. He takes a log. He drags a big heart in the beach and he puts love and light and candles. And he's like, come here, close your eyes. I want to show you something. It's love and light. And it was so cute. And there was pillows
so
and candles.
Cute.
There was a heart and like candy. She's like, did you know that? And he's like, yeah, I made this for you. She's like, oh.
She's like, so by the way, like, I don't want to date you.
Yeah. I felt like she
did.
Do
you want to bring
it,
someone else down here?
She did it as kindly.
She did.
She did say, like, I feel like maybe I'm moving a little slower than you. And he's like, am I getting friend zoned? And she's like, I just want to be open to all. I will say she did. She was.
But it's true, though. You're in paradise that you don't know who's going to come in there next. The idea of immediately hooking up with someone, being with them the whole time, which is probably what I would do, and then be like, damn it.
But you also want to make sure you're the picker because, like, he picked her. Like, you don't want to get captured by somebody's first date card.
Right.
Because I feel like I would get captured. Mm-hmm. Like, I would want to be with. Like Dean, but I'd get captured by Crazy Chris, and then I wouldn't know how to get away from the goose.
Yeah,
right.
All the goose,
and you'd feel bad being mean or something. So it was good that she stood up for herself.
I mean, these people, Kevin's the only one that said no to a date, which
he
I thought,
did.
Yeah,
who did he say no to? Oh yeah.
Oh
that's
no, but
right.
He didn't say no. But Jubilee talked to him, and he just was like, "Oh, I'm with.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Astrid.
I'm with Astrid. We're a thing. So you know." And he go, and
that's
I thought that was great.
Okay.
I was
okay.
Like, "Oh, good for him.
Okay."
Because like you know,
meanwhile, Venmo John was like, "Sign me up."
Well, I think
he was like,
really
he just
like...
pushed the other girl away.
Yeah, he's like,
do you think the producers are they? The producers, I'm sure. Like, we need to make let's have ladies go for Venmo John. I feel like they have a hand in a lot of this, the producers.
I really do wonder.
Like, if they say you have to ask Tia on a date.
There's initial pairings. Because they've got to get it going. Yeah.
Well, because, like, sure do you think...
Really?
Yeah.
Am I dumb? Push in that direction.
I think the Annalise...
What if nobody liked anything?
Right. I think they wanted Annalise and Jordan because she was the crazy crier, and they thought, like, I think they... There was
but
no,
don't you sort of think that just alcohol alone, it can, like, start all of these
well,
relationships?
Well, I think the real stuff happens when the producers get out of the way. Uh-huh. But I think the producers send ships sailing.
I'm sure they write down who they want to meet.
Yeah.
Because they're all, like... looking for their person
I mean,
to come
I would,
down.
I would.
Do you think I have Colton, a list of ladies ready
to go. Do
you think
Colton was told to ask Tia? Or do you think he actually wanted to? Because I really wonder now.
I don't think he wants anyone. He doesn't feel like he wants
Kevin.
He wants somebody. Let's talk about him crying.
There's a fire in my pants.
So then they bring down Becca, which was mean.
I'm sorry.
Why did we need to see
and
her?
And then she and Tia.
Just to upset Colton?
She and Tia immediately hug. I'm like, that's weird. Tia just cock blocked you.
I know. But and also saved her because, like, she obviously shouldn't marry Colton.
Colton, I did feel bad. Like, he was. It was the first time I was like, oh, he actually is wrecked. Like, he's.
I know.
Sobbing.
He was, like, sobbing. Then I felt really bad for him.
And he was talking to. Who was the guy that was like his...
David went over there and talked to him,
right?
Oh, yeah.
The chicken. The former chicken was the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Right? Wait. Yeah. It was David. Yeah.
And that was the only time he's been decent.
Colton is like... He doesn't know what he wants, what he feels. He's never had sex. He's just... So I think it's like this misplaced emotions everywhere. The only part where Colton, I was like... Okay, that was kind of a sweet move when he told Tia that Chris was... I was like, that felt very genuine.
Oh, right.
It did. It felt very much like, hey...
Because I don't think he's a bad dude at all. I just think he needs
I thought it was like,
experience.
Part of me felt like this guy's a little tattletale.
I know, I thought it was a little petty.
I thought he had a little bit of a tattletale.
Let it play out, man.
Yeah, like, you're going to run... Like, he seems like a goody two-shoes, like a little tattly.
I did feel like he was protecting her a little bit.
No, I didn't think... I found it to be, like, sincere.
Okay, all right. So Kenny got friend zoned and he goes and sits on the couch with sweet Eric Miracle Season. We have the cheese. They move the cheese and some rats move the cheese and they move with the cheese. And they're why didn't the cheese come back? And then the people are afraid to move from the spot where if the cheese isn't there, the spot with the cheese, you have to move with the cheese. I can't.
I literally was like, we couldn't stop laughing. I was like,
it's amazing.
When
it went on.
You're trying to make an analogy. It's supposed to be very clear.
Right.
Because the situation is complicated.
Right.
So the analogy is like, you know, it's like that, you know, there's a bowl on this, you know what I mean? And then they went into a Venn diagram
of
just garbage.
Aaron? I just moved the cheese.
I was laughing, and it only seemed like only they.
I actually got it.
Like
I got it by
language.
The end. Here's what they were trying to say.
No, we got what they were trying to say. The cheese is over there. You go run to the cheese. Like all they had to say was that. When they moved the cheese,
my go-to blood
sugar.
Like,
cheese
and nuts. Do you want some cheese?
There's Velveeta. There's cheddar. I was like, no, I already had some.
All right,
I'll have another one.
Have another one. My family,
it's a wall call.
My family actually used to have bricks of Velveeta, and we had like a guillotine knife blade that went. It was like a wire. It was like a special Velveeta cutter wire, and they had like cheese whiz.
Oh, we used to make Velveeta macaroni and cheese. That was like,
I bet it was delicious.
Yeah.
We did grilled cheese Velveeta.
There's a part of me that has a real, really lowbrow garbage person palate. Like I love the highlight. Like when we had fancy like company over, we would have iceberg lettuce with canned pears with like corn syrup on them, covered in Parmesan cheese and Catalina dressing.
Holy
it was the greatest. I mean, it was the greatest, grossest meal of all time. It was like a piece of candy in a salad.
I think for me, it's like stopping myself from just eating fast food.
Oh yeah,
which is just
I love McDonald's.
I
love McDonald's.
Me too. I love Chick-fil-A, but they're
I've never eaten there, but I hear it's great. They're homophobic and delicious at the same time.
Yeah, it's really fucking tasty.
I love.
Got a great joke about that.
What is it?
She's like, I'm gay, but I also love chicken. And then I think she was like, I'd like chicken before I figured out I was gay. Like, chicken comes first. Like, it was... I'm not doing the joke justice, but it was so funny.
Oh, dude. She's the jam. Okay, so then we have Chris, who's now... So now Tia's with Chris, and then he makes the move on Crystal. And he goes, I don't think I've ever even kissed a blonde. God, I want to kiss you now.
He's so slimy.
You're so far away from me. And then he went bragging to his boy, Jordan. He goes, the goose is flying high. And then they're like,
he
literally.
He so many people.
When
I
they
was
were
like, you're
like
an idiot.
When he was like making the list, he's like, then we're going to have the dessert with Bibby. And she's going to be, Annalise's going to be the appetizer.
It was so gross.
Jordan was with him.
That was the one I hated where they kept saying that.
Like
it was so disrespectful and gross.
And he thought he was being so clever.
And they were all like,
it's like, Tia, she's the perfect main course, perfect entree. You start there and then you eat it all up.
And then
you're hungry for a little bit of dessert.
They're like a stepmom that knocks on the door and they're like, oh, are you coming in, Joanne, in your kimono? Like,
that part actually was kind of
funny. That was great.
But anything Chris says, you're like, Can you just back up and realize you're on an island? I think it was, I'm sure it was Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris is like really
you're on
like,
an island filled with, you know, an interesting class of ladies, let's just say. And they're all better than you.
Yeah.
So let's just start with that.
Yeah.
And then, let alone real life. Like, get off, like, he might be the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah. He's so fucked. And this so was bad. His chance to have a little bit like, of redemption. Yeah. Like, this was, that's how Nick became the Bachelor. Nick was like, everybody hated him from Caitlyn's season. And then he came on and was sort of a good guy in Paradise. He like befriended the twins. He was sort of like the nice guy that people talked to.
Yeah. Everyone hated him in Andy's season. Caitlyn's season, I liked him. But, I turned on him. Remember, but, like, I turned around?
Yeah. And then, but then, like, his big redemption tour was
Paradise, for sure.
And that's what Chris had the chance of having a redemption tour.
He's grosser. He's even grosser.
Becca's season, he was a hothead, and now he's a cocky, like, as if he's like, I got all the car.
First of all, he's gross looking.
I know, he thinks he's, really like, famous disgusting. And hot now, I think is what it is.
I'm hoping he just burns every, like, I hope every woman in America watches that episode.
He's so fucking
gross.
No
one ever goes near him ever again.
Okay, wait, let's see if we're missing anybody.
He'll probably be married in 6 weeks.
Bibby, we're missing, we got Bibby. Who's Bibby going to be with?
Nobody. She's friend zone. She's Dolphin. She's Alexis.
Yeah, she's like one of the guys. Like, she's like chill.
She's so
Astrid
great.
Wants a family and kids.
Oh my God.
Keep looking.
I mean, is there anybody that we haven't talked about?
I just want Jubes and John. And those are that's
I want Jubes and John
for.
And I want John I want Joe
I'll
and
I'll be interested to see what Joe and Kendall.
And yeah. Joe and Kendall. So what do we who's gonna get engaged and who's gonna be like the happy couple?
I hope John and Jubilee.
That's what
I have a shot.
I would love for that to happen. I'm interested in watching Joe and Kendall play out. I'm not totally opposed to it, but I just feel that ultimately she'll be disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah, and ultimately he'll be confused every second of the day.
Right.
Just by everything she says.
Wait, so do they add new people like
every
multiple new people every
week? So next week it'll be new guys, and then the week after it'll be more girls.
There's a lot. Yeah. Right?
They added, so no, it's like musical chairs. There'll probably be three guys next week and then three girls the week after.
That's so hard to predict.
Who are they going to be that gets added?
That's a good
question. Oh, yeah. That's
well,
a good
we have,
question.
So there's Leo is coming because I know he's
right.
Seen him getting.
Oh, yeah, and he gets really mean.
Yeah.
And he seemed very chill.
We loved him.
Now, there's been, you were on a boat, there's like young Becca with the short hair, the nanny. There was like a scandal because I guess he said a lot of gross shit on Instagram back in the day to girls like, you know what you need? You mean my big old dick? Like he like, he like commented on a lot, allegedly.
People need to stop using internet. They are bad. Like,
yes. So now Leo's like not the nice guy we thought he was.
I mean, allegedly, there's a possibility that this porn star might talk dirty on Instagram.
Oh, and wait, what does that have to do with little Becca?
She called him out that he was like a harasser.
Oh, is Becca going to be on VIP?
She's got a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that Becca.
Yeah.
Who else? What is there? Like, what other guys would come on?
I mean,
I mean, how about from? Do you think we'll get the runner up, Blake? Do you think Blake will come on?
No, is broken, hiding.
Who do you think is going to be the next Bachelor?
What did you think of the finale?
I can't be Blake.
I don't think it's Jason.
It's either going to be Blake, Jason, or Wills.
Wills will be
amazing.
It's not Wills.
They're not going to do it. They just won't do it.
Who's Jason?
I honestly don't think it's a Black issue. I think he really is not captivating enough.
Yeah, he's
low energy. He's really low energy.
I'm going the Buffalo guy with the slicked back hair.
I fell in love.
No,
I loved him.
Can they just make it so he doesn't do that stuff in his hair?
I know, he needs a haircut.
Isn't great.
But just cut it.
He has what is the Adams Family boy?
Oh, wait. Yeah,
I'm looking at.
Not Wednesday.
Widow's
cast.
Yeah, okay. Is it Nick? That
blogger. He's a piece of shit.
He's a total.
He's gone.
He was like, I really.
Oh, that's right. He left Monday.
He was the guy that was like, I really have a connection with you.
I really like you. I'm surprised.
I have to say, I'm like weirdly attracted to you.
I'm surprised nobody's going for Chelsea. I know she's a mom, but she's hot.
Oh, yeah.
I would think guys would be. She's sexy.
Who is Eric with?
He was flirting with Naima.
And then someone else.
Well, he saw Jubes and he was psyched, but Jubes is like,
oh, there's that. Angela.
Was it Angela?
Angela.
He like kissed her. Yeah.
Who's? I can't remember Angela.
Somebody asked. Really, yeah.
quick on that kiss.
He did. I know. He was like, give me a hug. And then he went for the kiss. I was like, that's a skeevy move. I hate that move.
But she went for it. They made out. So I was like, okay, she's cool with it.
Yeah. I don't know. I've had people do that. And I'm not cool with it. But I've just gone with it in a gross way.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess this is happening.
It's easier than being like, stop.
Yeah. I know. I like look back now. And I feel like young ladies have more I feel like young ladies are brought up with more confidence. Like, I feel like if I could go back, there'd be about 10 kisses. I would be like, you know what? I'm not that. I just was like, all right, I guess this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Until I can get away from here.
Yeah.
Okay, Brad, let's make out.
All right, Brad. Is there anything you want to promote, Miss Erin?
Yes. In fact, Saturday, August 25th, I'll be at the Laurie Beachman Theater, New York City.
Yes!
And Sunday, the 26th, I'll be at Magoobies Comedy Club in Baltimore.
That's a funny name.
Magoobies.
Magoobies. Scooby Doobies.
New York City and Baltimore.
Peeny Boo. Peeny Boobies.
Peeny Boobies.
Do you have anything you'd like to promote?
I would like to promote my many podcasts, Raised by TV, which I host with John Gabris. Arden was on it. It was a blast. Talking about TV and all that good shit.
I love TV.
From the 80s and 90s mostly, baby. And then Threedom, which is my podcast with Scott Aukerman and Paul F. Tompkins.
So fun.
Where we just talk about whatever the fuck we want. And
fuck it.
And then I also have with special guest Lauren Lapkus, which is my improv podcast.
Oh my God. Also so fun.
And you know, whatever else. Yeah, my Twitter and Instagram are me.
Please have your computer watch Insatiable. Also, you could watch it. But I have a stand-up show that I'm very excited about. It's my first time ever. And then we're coming to Katie in 1 second. I just got booked. I'm a last-minute replacement, so we got to fill her up. I tell you, like, when people offer, like, we lost somebody.
Know,
you want to
like,
just,
like, oh, thanks.
Like, how about, why don't you just ask me? But they lost somebody. I've been trying to do this club for ages, and somebody didn't want to do it. So I will be in my favorite state, in Vermont.
Nice.
Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington, Thursday through Saturday, September 13th through 15th. So this is last minute. I never play the East Coast. If you're on the East Coast,
Erin Foley's birthday.
Is it? You should come to Vermont.
The 13th
to the 15th. I love Vermont. It's so cute. If you're like, say you're in New York, you can just take JetBlue up to Burlington. You know what? You don't even have to stay in Burlington. You could go stay in Little Waitsfield, stay at the LaRoe Farm Inn for
$80.
That's
a fun weekend.
Yeah, go stay at the LaRoe Farm Inn. It's really cute. Go stay at the Mad River Barn. It's really cute. All these little inns in Waitsfield. It's so cute. You drive up. You see my comedy show. You safely don't drunk drive home. Come see me. So it's the Vermont Comedy Club. I'll put the tickets on my website, artamarine.com. Follow me on Instagram. Twitter is mean. And then I'll also be in Vancouver. No, that's not true. Yeah, that's true. I'll be in Vancouver October 19th and 20th at Yuck Yucks. And I'll be in Fort Worth at Hyenas Fort Worth October 5th and 6th. I'm whoring it out all over.
Horse.
Katie.
This Saturday, August 18th, is Clear the Shelters Day.
Oh.
And so shelters all across the country are going to have really good like adoption rates and doing events and like, you know, just
go adopt
a dog, a cat, a
did
rabbit,
you adopt
chicken.
Your dog? Do you have two
we haven't
now?
Officially adopted her, but we're probably going to.
Aww.
She's really great. But all the LA shelters especially are really full. San Bernardino, Riverside, all those are really full. So if you live in LA and you can foster or adopt, like, please go there. But,
send us the pictures of who you adopt. rosepodcast@gmail.com. All right. And like us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Anna is a way... She would have sent us the tweets of the week.
Oh, yeah, shoot.
I emailed her, but I didn't hear back. Maybe she texted me. Let me check. Here, let's see if we got any new reviews. All right, we're back in black. We're not just at a 2-star where somebody was mad at Kyle. We got 2 5-stars. 5 stars. God bless the United Sluts of Bachelor Nation. Wallace down and vulnerable as fuck. All right, I accept that. I guess I accept that.
Okay. Sluts, all right. But 5 stars.
Okay. Okay. 5 stars. Keep having Kyle on. Don't listen to someone who has a 2-star review. Kyle is hilarious. I accept your rose on that.
Kyle is so funny.
And in conclusion, here we go. We're going to play this out. You guys, thanks for coming to my home.
Thank you. Your home is beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Look at this. Yeah. Oh, geyser. Aw, success.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, it's so this bad. Exists. This video. If you've never seen Anna's editing on the YouTube video.
Yes.
Eddie. So glad you have a Lauren, Aaron, Katie. Thank you.
God.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.